在主前586年的时候攻陷了耶路撒冷。
When we look at the history of Israel in the Old Testament, we know that the king of Babylon had taken down the city of Jerusalem in 586 BC.
当时他用火焚烧耶和华的殿和王宫。
He used fire to burn down the temple of the Lord and also the royal palace.
而且又焚烧耶路撒冷的房屋。
He also burned down all the houses in Jerusalem.
而且拆毁耶路撒冷四围的城墙。
He also tore down all the walls of Jerusalem.
掳走了城里所剩下的犹大百姓和圣殿的宝物。
And taken away all the treasures in the Lord's temple and also the people of Judah.
并且处决了一些可能与西底家王叛变有关的领袖。
And also have killed, executed the leaders. That was connected to the Judah king Hezekiah.
从此犹大就正式灭亡。
So officially, Judah is destroyed.
以色列人因为犯罪又背逆神。
Because people of Judah turned against God and they sinned.
神把他们就交在仇敌的手里。
So God hand them over to God's enemies.
神虽然借着巴比伦来管教以色列人
So God used Babylon to discipline his people
但是巴比伦他们心高气傲
But the people of Babylon were very proud
巴比伦他们是满了强暴
They were full of violence
他们所做的超过了他们所应该做的
They've done too much more than they should have done
所以神的审判必定临到巴比伦。
That's the reason that God's judgment will surely come upon the city of Babylon.
巴比伦是一个充满罪恶、崇拜偶像的国家。
Babylon is a nation that's filled with sins and idols.
这个国家里面充满了神所不喜悦的事。
This country, this nation has filled with the unpleasing things to God.
被掳到巴比伦的犹大百姓长时间的居住在那里必定因为那样子的环境而变坏。
People of Judah, since they've been captured to Babylon for a long period of time, they were definitely influenced by that kind of environment.
神是圣洁的，他要他的百姓成为圣洁的子民。
God is holy, and so He asks His people to be holy too.
神他不要看见他们犯罪、作恶、悖逆，因此就借着先知以赛亚去呼召他们。
God does not want His people to be trapped in their sins to betray God, so He sent His prophet Isaiah to go to His people and shout to them.
你们离开吧，离开吧，从巴比伦出来，不要沾不洁净的物，要从其中出来。你们常抬耶和华器皿的人呐、啊，务要自洁。
Depart, depart, go out from there. Touch no unclean thing. Come out from it. Be pure, you who carry the articles of the Lord's house.
今天神的教会在这个世界中。
Nowadays, the church in this world
就好像当时犹大百姓住在巴比伦是一样的。
It's just like the people of Judah were living in Babylon.
当时巴比伦充满了罪恶，今天这个世界也是一样。
At that time, the city of Babylon was full of sins, and so is this world right now.
神的教会，神的儿女住在这个世界里，也一样会沾染这个世界的罪恶。
God's people, since we're living in such a wicked and sinful world, we are very prone to be influenced by the sinful things around us.
神也是一样呼召我们务须自洁，要从这个世界中分别出来。
And yet also, God also used the same method to call us to depart from this world and stay pure.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们的神，谢谢你借着圣经来启示我们。
Dear Lord, our Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have used your word use your word to tell us.
谢谢主，你告诫我们勿要自洁。
We thank you, Lord, that you have advised us that we must be stay pure.
你又呼召我们要从巴比伦出来，不要沾染不洁净之物。
You have also called us out of Babylon and touch no unclean things.
你求主你今天就对我们每一个人的心说话。
Lord, please speak to every one of our hearts.
也帮助我们真实能够回应主的呼召。
So we can respond to your callings.
以致我们能够经历主你自己的大能。
So we can experience the mighty power of you.
谢谢恩主。
We thank the Lord.
奉主的名祷告。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
今天我们就思想两件事情。
Let's meditate on two things this morning.
第一件事就是从巴比伦出来。
First thing is to come out of Babylon.
巴比伦就是巴别。
Babylon is the city called Babel.
这个希伯来词在中文圣经中只有在创世纪第十章第十节和十一章第九节把它翻译成巴别。
This is a Hebrew word. It's only recorded in Genesis chapter 10 verse 10 and chapter 11 verse 9.
只有在这两处是翻译成巴别。
Only in these two areas it has been translated as Babel.
在其他很多的经文都是翻译成巴比伦。
All the other areas, this word Babel has been translated as Babylon.
对，所以巴比伦就是巴别。
Babylon is Babel.
创世纪十一章记载当时人要合力来建一座城和一座塔。
In Genesis chapter 11, it recorded that people want to get together to build a city and a tower.
要塔顶通天，为的是要传扬他们的名声。
They want to build a tower that can reach the heaven so they can make their name, make a name for themselves.
其实也就是要高举自己，脱离神而自立。
In other words, they want to honor themselves, depart from God, and be on their own.
他们是骄傲，不愿意神得到荣耀。
They are proud themselves, and they do not want to glorify, do not give the glories to God.
他们希望别人看到那高耸入云霄的巴别塔，就联想到他们的伟大。
They want to remind people of their own greatness when they saw the high-scraping tower they built.
所以神就粉碎他们的美梦，变乱他们的言语，迫使他们分散到世界各地去。
So God came down and crashed their dreams. He confused their language and scattered them over all the earth.
希伯来文的巴别就是变乱的意思。
The Hebrew meanings of the word Babel means to scatter to change their language.
叫人提到巴别，就联想到神如何变乱他们的言语。
Every time we mention the word Babel, it reminds us how God has confused their language.
他们基本的问题就是以自我为中心，不敬畏神，不敬拜宇宙的真神。
The basic problem of these Babel people is that they are very self-centered. They do not.Pay respect to God and do not honor God.
当我们读以赛亚书，我们就知道巴比伦有许多的偶像。
When we read the scriptures, we know that there are many idols in Babylon.
当我们读到第四十六章，我们读到说比勒和尼波这两个是巴比伦的主要的偶像。
When we read the book of Isaiah, Chapter 46, we have learned that there are two idols. Their names are Baal and Nebo.
在基鲁士攻击巴比伦城的时候，这偶像不但不能救出他们的信徒，偶像自己反而成为巴比伦难民的重担。
When King Cyrus attacked the city of Jerusalem, not only these two idols cannot rescue their believers.On the contrary, these two idols has become the burdens for those believers.
相反的，耶和华神从以色列出生之日开始，就以慈爱来保护他们，提携他们，做他们的救主。
On the contrary, our Lord Jehovah has protected and carried His people from the day they were born.
巴比伦的偶像是完全不能与耶和华神相比的。
The idols in Babylon can never compare with our Lord.
巴比伦它是一切抵挡神的权势的代表。
Babylon is the representation of all powers that is against God.
那里充满了偶像，满了污秽的罪恶。
It's filled with sins and adulteries and lust.
还有反叛神的文化，还有属世的虚荣与淫欲。
Also filled with cultures that betray God and also filled with the lust of this world.
以色列人必须要从巴比伦出来才能够扛抬耶和华的器皿。
The people of Israel must first come out of the city of Babylon in order to be qualified to carry God's vessels.
这是神借着先知以赛亚呼召他的百姓。
This is what God used prophet Elijah when to call on to his people and told them that.
在新约保罗书信当中，保罗也引用以色列人从巴比伦出来的经验来劝勉基督徒要从世界中分别出来。
In the New Testament, Paul also used this experience of coming out of the city of Babylon to advise his people to come out of their sins.
我们一起来念啊这几节的经文。哥林多后书第六章十四节到第十八节的经文。
Let's recite these verses together. It is recorded in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14 to 18.
好，我们一起来念，请。你们和不幸的原不相配，不要同负一轭。义和不义有什么相交呢？光明和黑暗有什么相通呢？比都和比列有什么相合呢？信主的和不信主的有什么相干呢？神的殿和偶像有什么相同呢？因为我们是永生，就如神曾说，我要在他们中间居住，在他们中间来往，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。又说，你们勿要从生出来，分别，不要沾不洁净的物，我就收纳你们。我要做你们的父，你们要做我的儿女。这是全能神。在这里第十七节，保罗告诉我们说，神曾经说，你们要从不幸的人当中出来，跟他们分开。不要沾染他们的污秽，我就接纳你们。
In verse 17, the Lord tells his people that must come out from them and be separate, says the Lord. Touch no unclean thing, and I will receive you.
从不幸的人当中出来，并不是说要离开这个社会，要离群独居，不是这个意思。
To come out of the, to be separate from the sinners does not mean that we need to, depart ourselves from, our surroundings and depart ourselves from, where we are living in.
而是说我们不能和世人没有分别，我们不能与世俗为友。
It means that we cannot have no difference from unbelievers, that we cannot be friends with the worldly people.
这不只是在婚姻方面，而且在生活、行为、习惯、思想、言语、爱好，都要与世人有分别，要显出是属神的人，不沾染世俗的污秽、罪恶与不洁。
We need to be departed from this world in all the aspects such as marriage, our lifestyle, our behavior, our habits, our thinking, language, and even our hobbies.Hobbies, just to show that we belong to God. We do not touch these unclean things, and then God would receive us.
这样子，神才要收纳我们。
In this way, God would receive us.
换句话说，人必须自洁才能够蒙神收纳。
In another word, we must stay pure so God would receive us.
收纳之后，他要做我们的父亲，我们要做他的儿子。
After he has received us, then he will be our father and we will be his children.
我想我们每一个人都盼望蒙神收纳。
I think that every one of us wish that we should be received by God.
人如果不蒙神收纳的话，就是被神丢弃。
If we are not to be received by God, then we are the people who have been abandoned by God.
如果你想蒙神收纳，先决的条件就是要自洁。
If you want to be received by God, the first priority is that you need to stay pure.
因为我们是永生神的殿。
Because we are the temple of the everlasting Father.
神要在我们中间居住。
God is going to dwell among us.
神要在我们中间来往。
God is going to walk among us.
如果我们不能自洁，神不会住在我们中间。
If we are not pure, God will not dwell among us.
神也不会在我们中间来往。
God will not walk among us.
神不会接纳我们。
God will not receive us.
所以我们一定要与世人有分别。
That's why we must separate ourselves from the world.
一定要从世人的这种罪恶、虚荣、世俗中分别出来。
We must depart ourselves from all the worldly interests and worldly hobbies.
如果我们和世人的分别只是只有在每个星期天去教会来听讲道。
If our only difference from separating the world is to worship on the Sunday morning,
在其他方面如果都没有分别。
And there are no other differences other than going to church on Sundays.
那我们可能就谈不上从他们中间出来。
Maybe that doesn't count as being separated from the world.
我们也很难为主做见证。
And it is very difficult us to be the testimony for our Lord.
所谓分别出来就是要不一样。
To be depart from them means to have a difference from them.
我举一个例子来说。
I'll give an example.
也许你在政府部门工作。
Maybe you work in a governmental agent.
你的同事都借着职务来收取贿赂。
用什么植物？
植物
plant？ 啊，不是 ，OK，OK， maybe some of your coworkers receive briberies because of the positions.
你是一个基督徒，你坚持不收贿赂。
Because you are a Christian, you definitely refuse to receive any bribery.
这就是从世俗中分别出来。
This is the meaning of being separated from this world.
也许你在哪一个大公司采购部门工作，同事都接受厂商的招待，每个星期都去宴乐。
Maybe you're working in a big enterprise company and working in a marketing department. Most of your coworkers receive and enjoy the treatments from the business associates.
你是基督徒，你坚持不接受招待，只是尽自己的本分把工作做好，那你就是从世界中分别出来。
As a Christian, you refuse to receive such enjoyment, and you do not go with these people to go to the parties and dinners. And this is another way to show that you have departed from this world.
也许你是在学校求学，你到了考试的时候，你看到大家都在舞弊，互相抄答案。你是基督徒，坚持不取巧，不为了分数放弃原则，那你就是从世俗中分别出来。
Maybe you are a student. You definitely refuse to cheat on any of your tests. That is another way to show that you have departed from this world.
今天也许你是自己经商非常成功，生活也非常忙碌，到处都要出差，你的生活圈子里遇到许多人都对自己的婚姻不忠实，借着到外地去的机会就出轨。你是基督徒，坚持不与他们一样来过那样子的生活，这就是从世俗中分别出来。
Many business people have extramarital, have a second marriage or third marriage outside of his home marriage. Because you are a Christian, you do not mingle with such a bad habits. That's another way to show that you have departed from this world.
也许在你的工作场合中，你的同事常常说一些淫词妄语和嬉笑的话，你是基督徒，坚持不参与，也不附和这一类的对话，这也是从世俗中分别出来。
During work, sometimes your co-workers will use foul language because you know you are a Christian. You do not mingle with that kind of conversation. That is also another way to show you have departed from the world.
我们的孩子有的时候在学校中所接受的观念是以自我为中心，都照个人的喜好、主观的判断来定下一切的价值。他们所学到的是以自我为中心，把神摆一边。
In the school, many children do things according to their own free wills. They take everything very subjectively, and that's another way that is departed from the world.
我们做一个基督徒的
that is not a part departed from the world.
我们做基督徒的父亲或者做基督徒的母亲，我们要坚持导正他们的价值观，要导正他们的人生观，这是从世俗主义中分别出来。
As a parents, we need to guide our children to have the right sense of value and to have the right of sense of prospect for the life.
基督徒是被拣选的族类，是神所拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民。
Our Christians are chosen people. We are a royal priesthood, and we are a holy nation, and we are God's possession.
我们应当要与世界分别。
We must depart ourselves from this world.
可是今天我们很少做到这一点。
But today, sadly,Very little we do this.
我们几乎和世人没有分别。
We almost have no difference from the people of this world.
也许你说你是不得已的。
Maybe you said to yourself, I have to be this way.
我如果不与同事一样接受贿赂，不与他们一样接受厂商招待，我就会被排斥，甚至失去工作。
I have to be because I will be rejected if I do not receive bribery, if I do not go to the dinners.
我可以了解这样的担心。
I can understand this type of worries.
但是我要请你放心一点，不要惧怕。
But I want you to just relax. Do not be worried about things like that.Do not be fear about things like that.
我们来看神是怎么样应许我们。
Let's see how God has promised His people.
以赛亚书五十二章第十二节说：“你们出来必不至急忙，也不至奔逃，因为耶和华必在你们前头行，以色列的神必作你们的后盾。”
In Isaiah chapter 52 verse 12, it says, "But you will not leave in haste or go in flight."For the Lord will go before you, the Lord of Israel will be your rear guard.
当我们顺从神，从世界中分别出来，神要在我们的前后保护引领。
When we have obeyed God, God will send His messengers to protect us in our front and in our rear.
你看古时候以色列人出埃及的时候也曾遇到逼迫。
In the old times,When the Israelites came out of Egypt, they also faced persecutions.
但是神为他们使红海的水分开，使他们可以平安地度过。
And yet God has departed the Red Sea so they can walk peacefully through the dry land.
到了旷野，敌人要在他们前面攻打他们，但是神为他们战胜仇敌。
In the desert, there are many enemies trying to attack them, but God has taken all their enemies for them.
如果你能从世界中分别出来，神也必定照样保护你，供给你所需要的恩典和能力。
If you depart yourself from this world, God will surely give you enough mercy and grace. And power.
几年前美国的一个企业集团他们在开董事会的时候决定要投资2500万元在 Atlanta 开设一个赌场。
Many years ago, there's an enterprise. They had a board meeting that they are going to use $25 million to build a casino. In 赌场 a casino.
Yeah. 当时啊。那位 CEO 他反对这个投资计划。
The CEO of the company rejected this suggestion.
因为他知道这不是神所喜悦的。
Because he knows that this wasn't pleasing to God.
但是其他的董事他们都支持这个计划。
But all the other board members all agreed with this suggestion of building a casino.
他反对无效，非常难过，就辞去了他 CEO 的职务。
His rejection was voided, so he resigned as the CEO.
我想这是一个很不容易的决定。
I think that was a very difficult position for that brother.
但是他为了遵行神的旨意，从世俗中出来，他就放弃他的财富地位。
Because he wants to obey God's decision, God's command to depart themselves from this world. So he resigned and come out of that fame and fortune position.
后来神也为他开路。
And later God opened a new way for him.
几个月之后就有更大的公司是 Fortune 500的公司请他担任 CEO。
Few months later, a Fortune 500 company has asked him to be their CEO. Company asked him to be the CEO of that 500 Fortune 500.
从巴比伦出来，这不仅是先知以赛亚对以色列百姓的呼召。
To come out of the city of Babylon is not only a calling from the prophet Isaiah.
我们在启示录中我们也再一次看到相同的呼召。
In the book of Revelation, we see the same type of calling.
在启示录17章、18章那里讲到末世大巴比伦。
In Revelation chapter 17 and 18 speaks about the end time. Babylon in the end time.
末世大巴比伦它道德败坏淫乱不堪。城里充满了污秽的事。
In the end time, the city of Babylon is morally corrupted, full of adultery and lust, and is filled with unclean things.
但是住在城里的也有属神的人。
And yet there are people who living in the city of Babylon belong to God.
神定义要毁灭那个城。
God has made up his mind to destroy that city.
他就对他的百姓说我的民啊你们要从那城出来免得与他一同有罪受他所受的灾殃
So God called to his people Come out of her my people So that you will not share in her sins So that you will not receive any of her plagues
如果神的子民不从巴比伦城出来到那城被灭的时候他们也一定同受灾殃
If the children of God do not come out of the city of Babylon during God's destructive time, they would all perish together with that city.
我们基督徒如果不能够离开罪恶，就不能避免灾殃。
As Christians, if we do not come out of our sinful world, we cannot escape our own disasters.
在福音书中记载犹太人以为他们的祖宗是亚伯拉罕他们就很安全就没有问题了可以放心了、
In the book of Gospels people of Judah Jewish people they think that they are the ancestor their ancestor is Abraham so they can have a very unworried life
施洗约翰对他们说那是完全没有用的我告诉你们神能够用这些石头造出亚伯拉罕的子孙
John the Baptist has warned them that it is no use that you are the people of Judah. God can use those stones to build the people of Abraham.
你们要用行动去证明自己已经悔改离弃罪恶才行。
You have to use your own deeds to prove that you have truly repented and changed.
犹太人只依靠他们的祖宗，自己却不肯离开罪恶，神就重重地惩罚他们。
People of Judah, they only rely on the history that they belong to Abraham, and yet they do not depart themselves from sin. God has punished them severely.
叫他们的耶路撒冷城被攻陷，使百姓被掳到异国去。
God punished them so the whole city of Jerusalem was destroyed, and the people were taken away to Babylon.
也许你加入教会，你的名字在教会名册上已经很多年了，或者你已经服侍主很多年了。
Maybe you have in the church for many years. Your name is listed in the church in the address book, and you have served the Lord for many years.
但是这一切都不是我们可以依靠的。
All these are not anything that we should depend on.
神说我的民啊，你们要从那城出来。
The Lord said that my people, please come out of that city.
希伯来书一章九节说，神喜爱公义，恨恶罪恶。
In Hebrews chapter 1, God says that He loves righteousness and hates sin.
我们一定要从充满罪恶的地方出来，我们要从罪恶的环境中分别出来。
We must come out of the environments and places that's full of sin.
我们人常常轻视罪的严重性。
Our human beings oftentimes neglect the seriousness of sin.
我们常常活在不断的挣扎中，活在不想放弃中。
We constantly live in the struggles of not willing to give up the sin.
在马可福音第九章四十三节那里指出，人要远离罪恶，绝对不能姑息。
In the book of Mark, chapter 9, it records that men must depart from sin.
我念一下这几节经文。
I will read it to you.
倘若你一只手叫你跌倒，就把它砍下来，你缺了肢体进入永生，强如有两只手落到地狱，入那不灭的火里去。倘若你一只脚叫你跌倒，就把它砍下来，你瘸腿进入永生，强如有两只脚被丢在地狱里。倘若你一只眼叫你跌倒，就去掉它，你只有一只眼进入神的国，强如有两只眼被丢在地狱里。
Mark chapter 9, verse 43 to 47. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter the life maimed than with two hands to go into hell, where the fire never goes out. And if your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life crippledthan to have two feet and be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to stumble, pluck it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have two eyes and be thrown into hell.
耶稣在这里警戒我们要与罪隔绝。
Jesus used these words to warn us that we must separate ourselves from sin.
不可以让罪缠绕。
We cannot allow sin to tangle us.
即使在人眼中失去一只手、失去一只脚，或者失去一只眼睛，是不完美的。
Maybe in men's eyes, it is imperfect to lose one hand, one foot, or even one eye.
但是我们不要为短暂的不完美忧虑。
Let's not worry about such a short-term imperfections,
以免失去进入永恒国度的机会。
But to lose the chance and opportunities to enter the everlasting kingdom.
我想今天第二点我们来思想扛抬器皿勿要自洁。
The second point that I want to share is the point about being clean that bear the vessels of the Lord.
扛抬耶和华器皿的人是指从巴比伦把被掳掠的圣殿器皿扛抬回犹大的祭司。
To carry the vessels, I have pointed out to be those people, the priests in Babylon that used to carry God's vessels, and those treasures, those vessels were the treasures that were taken away by the Babylonians to Babylon.
古时候战胜的人通常就掠夺战败的人他们所信奉的神像来当作战利品。
In the old times, whoever has attacked the city and captured the people, they usually capture the idols in the temple as considered as a gift to bring back home.
那犹太人他们是没有神像。
People of Judah does not have idols for them to take back.
所以圣殿中的器皿就被掠夺来代替神像放在战胜的人他们的神庙里。
So they use the vessels as the substitute for the idols in most of the temples and use it as a gift to bring back.
这样子好炫耀他所信奉的神使他得胜的能力。
So they can show off how their God has helped them to win the war.
当时是尼布甲尼撒把耶和华殿里的器皿带回到巴比伦放在他神的庙里。
At that time, it was King Nebuchadnezzar who took all these vessels from the temple of our Lord back to Babylon.
当波斯王古列允许百姓带回尼布甲尼撒所夺取的圣殿的器皿的时候，这些圣殿的器皿要特别由分别为圣的祭司和利未人来负责。
When the Persian king was in reign, he has assigned special priests to specially take care of all these vessels that was captured from Jerusalem.
扛抬圣殿中耶和华器皿的人必须圣洁。
When the time when those priests were carrying the vessels for the temple of our Lord, all these priests must be holy priests.
今天我们参与神的圣工，其实就是扛抬神的器皿。
Today, as we participate in the work of the Lord, it's just the same as to carry the vessels of the temple.
我们受托传扬神的圣名，传扬神的福音。其实就是扛抬神的器皿。
We spread the gospel, we spread the words of our Lord. It's just the same as to carry God's vessel.
我们必须圣洁，除去一切的污秽，不再接触不洁之物。
We must stay holy, be pure, be cleansed, and do not touch any unclean things.
我们追求圣洁，实际上让我们成为圣洁的，都是神。
We pursue cleanness, we pursue pure, but actually it is God who purifies us.
神借着圣灵在我们心中做工，他也借着圣道在我们的心里做工。
God uses both Spirit and His Word to work in our spirit.
当我们不顺从圣灵，当我们不顺服圣道，他就要借着管教来临到我们。
When we do not obey God's word and we do not obey God's Holy Spirit, He will use Holy Spirit to discipline us.
就好像父亲管教儿女。
Just like a father disciplines his son.
而让我们回头。
So we can turn back.
让我们与他的圣洁有份。
So we can take part in his holiness.
使我们能够成为圣洁的都是神。
So we can be holy like God.
但是圣经上也有许多经文告诉我们要自洁。
But there are still many scriptures in the Bible tells us that we must stay pure.
我们要追求圣洁。
We need to pursue pureness.
如果不追求圣洁，就会像当年哥林多教会的信徒那样。
We need to pursue holiness, If we don't, then we would be like the brothers in the city, in the church of Corinthians.
当时哥林多教会的信徒，他们虽然蒙神拯救，有了圣洁的地位，但是他们中间仍然有嫉妒、恼怒、结党、毁谤、淫乱、污秽的事。
In the church of Corinthians, even though they have the position as a holy disciples of our Lord Jesus, but yet there are many jealousies, bitterness, agonies, attacking each other existed at the church.
当时他们不肯追求圣洁。
They did not agree to pursue holiness.
所以保罗不得不劝他们。
That's why Paul went to tell them.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们既有这等应许，就当洁净自己，除去身体灵魂一切的污秽，敬畏神，得以成圣。
Dear brothers, since we have these promises, dear friends, let us purify ourselves from everything that contaminates body and spirit, perfecting holiness out of reverence for God.
保罗在这里说，我们既有这等应许，就应当自洁，就当立志追求圣洁。
Paul says that if we have such promises from God, we should set our minds and set our desires to be pure.
虽然使我们成为圣洁的都是神，但是我们需要立志。
Even though it is God who purifies us, but it is up to us to set our desires to be pure.
像保罗说，立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。
Just like what Paul says, for I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out.
立志是我们要去做的，但行出来要靠主的力量。
It is up to us to set our desires to be pure, but it is only by the power of God that we can stay pure.
就像保罗后来说，感谢神，靠着我们的主耶稣基督就能够脱离了。
Just like Paul says later, thanks be to God who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord.
是神的能力让我们能够行出来。
It is through the power of God that we can be pure.
如果我们不肯立志，神的能力就不会临到我们。
If we don't set our desires or make up our minds to be pure, God's power will not come upon us.
如果我们不切慕圣洁，我们就得不到神大能的作为。
If we do not crave for pureness or holiness, God's mighty power will not come upon us.
今天你在教会中承担圣工。
Today you take on the holy works of Lord.
也许你是小组长，在小组中做牧养的工作。
Maybe you are a leader in a small group.
也许你是执事，是负责治理教会。
Maybe you are the deacon who administrates the church.
也许你是主日学的老师，教导神的话语。
Maybe you are a Sunday school teacher, you teaching God's word.
也许你是诗班的一员，你是敬拜团的成员，在主日带领会众来敬拜神。
Maybe you are part of the choir that uses songs to praise God.
也许你是儿童施工的老师，把孩子们带到神的面前。
Maybe you are the teacher for the children that you can bring children before God.
也许你也是短宣队的一员，常常把福音带给近处与远处的人。
Maybe you are a short-term mission participant that you can bring God's gospels to people nearby or people far away.
也许你是管理教堂的人，负责各项硬体设备的维修。
Maybe you are the person who takes care of the church inside and out, and even the sounds and computers.
也许你是教会的出纳，管理教会的财政预算等等。
Maybe you are the financial person taking care of the ins and outs of the church.
不论你承担哪一项的圣工，你就是扛抬耶和华器皿的人。
No matter what kind of position you are doing, you are the one that carries the vessels of the Lord.
圣经上说，你务要自洁。
Scripture tells us you must be clean.
神是圣洁的。
God is holy.
神的器皿是圣洁的。
God's vessel is clean.
所以扛抬神器皿的也应该圣洁。
So those who carry God's vessel must be clean.
污秽的人他绝不能做这圣洁的工作。
People who are not clean cannot do God's work.
以前会幕门前有一个铜盆。
In the Old Testament time, there is a bronze basin in front of the temple.
盆里面盛着水。
There are water inside the basin.
当祭司还没有进入会幕献祭之前，他先要到盆里去洗。
Or the priests, before they enter the temple to worship the Lord, they must use the water in the basin to cleanse themselves first.
手上有尘埃，都一定需要先洗洁净。
If you have dust or dirt on your hands, you must clean it first.
何况如果是身体、灵魂一切的污秽，那当然更应该要洗涤干净了。
Even our uncleanness in our spirit definitely needs to be cleaned by God.
承担圣工的人如果不能自洁，那圣工不会有果效。
Whoever take on the holy work of God must stay clean, otherwise he is not qualified to do God's work.
因为神要选用的人必须是圣洁的。
Because whoever God chooses must be cleaned.
你感觉神要呼召你去做他的圣工吗？
Have you received the calling that God has called you to do?
那么请你先要自洁。
Please, I advise you to stay pure and clean first.
在哪一个时候自洁，从那一个时候开始，你就可以得到从上面来的能力。
Whenever you have decided that you want to stay clean and pure, that's when the moment that God's power will come upon you.
箴言二十八章十三节说，遮掩自己罪过的必不亨通，承认离弃罪过的必蒙连续。
Proverbs 28 verse 13, whoever conceals their sins does not prosper, but the one who confesses and renounces them finds mercy.
我们看到约瑟在祖母勾引他的时候，他敬畏神，不敢犯罪，而大得神的喜悦。
We see that Joseph, when he faced seduction from his houselord's wife, he refused, and God was greatly rejoiced because of that.
这样的人要成为神所重用的器皿。
God would definitely use this type of people.
今天是一个高科技的时代。
Today is a world of high tech.
高科技对人类的生活最明显的影响，就是提供了丰富的物质享受、及时的资讯传递等等。
The most obvious influence of high tech.Is the provision of the material enjoyment, instant message transmission, and so on.
高科技的发展固然使人生活的物质条件大大的改进。
High tech has definitely brought the great improvement of our materialistic lives.
但是高科技成为现代生活的一部分的时候，却也无可避免地塑造了我们的生活方式。
And inevitably, when high tech brought us comfort, it also has shaped our lives.
也改变了我们的价值观。
Also has changed our sense of values.
看今天我们的生活都是依赖科技产品。
Today's our lives all depended on the products of the high technology.
人们大部分时间都是花在使用计算机。使用iPad, iPhone 或者开视讯会议等等。
Most of our lives are spent using all these high-tech instruments such as iPad, iPhone, iDisk and iPad.
好像在每一天的生活中好像用手机来传简讯、来发电子邮件、 上网际网路都是一定好像不可缺少的。
It seems that every day it is inevitable that we use our iPhones to transmit messages and talk to people.
看起来好像是利用科技与世界各地的人交流。
Seems that we are using high tech to communicate with people all over the place.
但是如果你仔细去看，有时候在无形中也造成人与人之间互动减少。
But if you look at carefully, you will realize that, there is less and less interactions between people.
我看到年轻的一代，他们手上拿着 iPhone， 这个拿着一个 cell phone， 他们很少用 cell phone 来打电话的。
I see young people nowadays carry the iPhone with them, but very seldomly they use it to call people.
他们都是拿来发这个 text message.
They all use it to text messages to others.
甚至今天在办公室，好像大家都是用 instant messenger 来沟通，很少面对面的沟通。
Even in the office nowadays, people use instant messengers to communicate rather than speak to the person face to face.
好像人性有时候，我感觉好像越来越冷漠了，疏离了。
And I feel that people are getting colder and colder and more distant from each other.
我们再看价值观的改变。
Now we see the sense of value has changed.
科技的发展把目标、条件和方法很理性的连接起来。
The development of technology has logically connected goals, conditions, and methods together.
一切的意义和价值都是以目标和功能之间的关系来评估。
All meanings and values are evaluated by the relationship between goals and the functions.
人与人之间的关系。并且人的行为也常常是以功能作为准则。
People set values as the standard, set the functions as the standard.
所以人的价值也越来越客观化。
So the sense of value for people have become very objective.
认钱不认人是现代社会的一个特征。
We only set values on the money, but not on the person. It's very common on nowadays.
而且追求更高的物质享受也是今世代多数人的目标。
And to is the goal for most of the people nowadays is to pursue higher standards of material lives.
启示录中告诉我们，末世巴比伦的文化是一个追求高度物质文明的文化。
In Revelation, in the book of Revelation, it tells us in the end time, the culture of Babylon is a culture that pursues high standards of material civilization.
启示录十八章第三节说，因为列国都被他邪淫大怒的酒倾倒了，地上的君王与他行淫，地上的客商因他奢华太过就发了财。
Revelation chapter 18 verse 3 says,For all the nations have drunk the maddening wine of her adulteries. The kings of the earth committed adultery with her, and the merchants of the earth grew rich from her excessive luxuries.
人们一味地追求物质的享受，以致商业发达，造就了许许多多亿万的富豪。
People pursue materialistic lives, and it brings many unclean things to this world.
末世巴比伦文化是追求高度物质享受。
The end time civilization of Babylon is a civilization that pursues high standards of material civilization.
他们认为没有神，没有灵魂的存在。
They do not believe in God. They do not believe in the existence of spirit.
因此，唯一重要的就是物质的享受，物质的追求。
So the only thing is materials. Material life is their center of life.
当巴比伦大城成为世界的中心之后，它不仅是地理上与人口的中心。
When the city of Babylon will take the center stage of the world, and not only it is the center for 地理上 geographically and the center of the geographically it is the center of the world also in the population wise it's the center of the world
它更是世界经济贸易交通资讯文化和政府的中心
it is the center for technology economical cultural socially it all took the center stage of the world
所有的财富与权力都将落在他的手中。
All the power and fortune all fell in his hand.
但是启示录也告诉我们说，末世巴比伦的文化是一个罪恶滔天的文化。
But Revelation also tells us the civilization of Babylon is a very sinful and the sin reached up to heaven.
经文说，因他的罪恶滔天，他的不义。上帝已经想起来了。
For her sins are piled up to heaven, and God has remembered her crimes.
罪恶滔天的文化是一个走向自我灭亡的文化。
The crime that can reach up to heaven is a civilization that is self-destructive.
神的审判必定临到这样的文化。
God's judgment will surely come upon this type of civilization.
神呼召我们，你们要从那城出来，免得与他一同有罪，受他所受的灾殃。
God called us to come out from that city, so we will not perish together with that city.
所以我们要警醒，务要自洁，从这个罪恶的世界中分别出来。
So we must be, alarmed and be aware that we need to come out from the sinful world.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，亲爱的神，谢谢你。